There's a story in the paper this morning. White Britons in a minority in Leicester. I suppose people are not that surprised. The same in Luton and Slough. Birmingham is set to follow. White Britons are now a minority in three urban centres outside London. Manchester and Oldham are amongst the most diverse districts. Indeed, in the northwest, they are the most diverse, according to research done by Manchester University. And it's all based on the census of last year. The study also found the first local authorities outside London, what I say, no ethnic group is the majority. So that's a complicated sentence, is that? No ethnic group is the majority, so nobody is more than 51%. But that doesn't mean that we're becoming any less British, does it? I don't know. But that's what the researchers say. Well, Dr. Stephen Girav was one of those researchers. Plural towns, I suppose, is how you describe them. What do we mean by a plural town, Doctor?
Good morning, Alan. Well, plural town or plural city is a concept that is often used in discussions about how local government policies might change when the population is so ethnically mixed that no one ethnic group is in the majority, as you've said. And the results from the 2011 census, as you've rightly pointed out, show that no one ethnic group is in the majority in many London boroughs, as well as Slough, Luton and Leicester. In these areas, as well as all local authorities in England and Wales, the white British population, however, remains the biggest ethnic group, with the exception of two local authorities in London, where it is the second biggest. But as you've also pointed out, it's important to say that despite the increased diversity in our towns and cities, they're not becoming any less British, because more people in 2011 said they had a British national identity than said they had a white British ethnic identity.
So what are we counting and thus your reporting on here? If we're saying, well, they're all British and they're just some of them are different colours, some have got different accents, dear God, some of them apparently are ginger. And what are we reporting?
Well, basically we're looking at two things. Firstly, looking at ethnic identity. So the census asks you a question, what is your ethnic group? And there's a second question in the census which asks about your national identity. And so you can both be... you can say you have a British national identity, but you can also say that you have a African or a Chinese or an Asian ethnic identity.
And what do we then go on to use those figures for? Because in the past, the ethnic makeup of a community decided to some extent how much local authorities got from central government.
Well, that's important, but the diversity of the ethnic profile of an area is also important for things like the preferences for housing size, for the types of school meals that local authorities provide, care for the elderly, which might vary across ethnic groups, as well as cultural and entertainment facilities. And local authorities will also use data, particularly from the census, to profile their population and monitor things like equal opportunities policies.
Now, you say that those societies are no less British than comparative ones elsewhere that have a greater, what we might call, indigenous population. I'm not altogether sure what the right word to use is, but we're having to redefine Britishness to accommodate that, aren't we?
I'm not sure. I think you can have a British identity despite having a non-white British ethnic identity. So I'm not sure the idea of Britishness is changing, but it's just that people who perhaps have parents who were born abroad are now feeling this sense of British identity, which I think is a positive thing.
I may well agree with you. Dr. Stephen Girav, thank you very much indeed. 21 minutes past 7. Britain is changing. What do you say? Thank God. So do we.